All right, did you press record?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to just do a little introduction for the recording. Okay. Hi, I'm Kayla.
I'm Joy.
And this is
Some Adulting Required. Woo! Kill me.
Okay. So we're having a little bit of a week.
It's been two terrible weeks.
For those of us, for those of you, those two of you, who are listening just via the recording, we are going to be making a lot of awkward pauses because we're also video recording, and the people watching the video, they're going to know what we're talking about more because our expressions are very telling on this particular podcast. So anyway, so before we get into anything, like always, we're going to talk about our boom and our bust. And we're going to start with, should we just start with the boom and then go into the bad part? Because that's kind of like the majority of, okay.
Or so, do you want to do the boom at the end of our topic?
Are we going to remember?
Nope, let's do it.
Okay. So my boom is this podcast. And there's really, I got a new phone. So I think that's my boom.
You can't see it though, because we're recording. Yes,
we're recording on, we're recording. I got my new phone and it's got, like, way more space than I need, which is fantastic because Joy and I are trying to do a lot more of this. And so This will make it so much easier.
My hair is messed up.
Your hair looks fine and your edges are perfect.
It's the back. You ever get insecure because you can't see the back of your head?
I love the back.
I love the back.
Anyway.
Back of my head.
Anyways. So we never recorded video really except for like Instagram videos because we never had space. Hello. But now we have so much space that we can do that. I'm still probably going to delete these things after they're uploaded. Yep. That's okay. I just like knowing that we have the space.
Me too.
What else? And my other boom is this podcast because literally I need to discuss my life. I really need to sort through some things, right now. Like, right this very second. And so, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do so, because if I don't do it, like, I don't know what's going down this week. Just being honest. But that's my...
bust.
Boom. Good one. The good one. Boom. That's my boom. Joy, what's your boom? This is going to be so much fun, by the way, because people can actually see the faces you're making and why I'm always laughing and why I can never, like, seem to finish a thought because you interrupt me and all the faces. It's going to be great.
My boom is myself, because I'm great.
As always. Joy's always great, because she's always feeling herself, because she's always amazing.
I just don't like anybody else right now.
Except for me, because I'm wonderful.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Everything else sucks.
So we're going to get into our busts. Mm-hmm. actually, we're not even going to really talk about them because we don't want to over...
we don't want to make it too dark.
Yeah, so we're just not even going to really do busts. We're just going to get into the podcast because it's all one big bust. It is. It's been like a really long week. I don't know about for you, but for me, it's been like a super duper like long week. I just want to say I haven't written not one word down in like 8 days,
girl.
I know that I said, okay, so I was journaling consistently because that was the least I could do. I was journaling always. I wasn't always writing something like beautiful and magnificent, but I was journaling all the time. And there were some things in there that I like would star so I could write them down later, you know, make them more pretty, whatever. But this week I have not been journaling. And I think that's part of the reason I'm having like a crappy week, is because you know how sometimes when you make goals and then like you're doing really, really well and then you flomp, and then like right after that happens, you find it hard to like become
productive.
Yeah, or just like consistent, because you've been consistent and then all of a sudden you make a mistake and you're like, am I consistent? Is my whole life a lie? And so like that's like how
is this my reality, that meme with the guy and the butterfly, like
I've actually never seen that meme, and I'm surprised you see anything because you don't have Facebook. So
Facebook is not where memes were invented.
But Facebook is where all the funny ones are.
No, Kayla.
The funniest ones are on Facebook.
You know why they're so funny on Facebook? Because all the cool moms get the memes from their kids, and then they put it on Facebook.
Oh my god.
I have no qualms with Facebook. Facebook's great. That is so loud.
I needed to stir my coffee. Like, she's over here like, don't put your bad attitude all on me.
I'm trying. It's contagious. It just sucks so bad, man.
Talk about you while I sip my coffee loudly.
I'm just kidding.
I do not slurp.
I'm just kidding. I slurp.
Where's your face?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Were you leaning on it? Here, you put it back.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to keep it from blocking my whole body so that people could see I had depression in my life.
So, I'm annoyed at life because, number one, my job. Number two, my acting class. And number three, my job. So let's get to the first one, shall we?
Okay.
It sucks. It just does. I don't like it. The environment, like, here's the thing. Like, the day could be going so well, and it's so great, and it's amazing, and there's, like, super nice customers, and they're like, oh my god, I love your nails, and I'm like, I love your nails, because I do. And they got nice eyebrows, and I help them get discounts and stuff like that because of our rewards program, and it's great. Whatever. That
sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end of my shift, the very end, just the craziness starts to happen. And I'm not here for it. Like, my one manager, the manager over all the other managers, is inept. I truly believe he's missing a screw. And you know what? I hope he hears this. Because, number one, I can't get fired. Because I'm not on the clock. And number two, refer back to number one. Basically, my issue is that, like, my other managers took into account of the days that me and my coworkers took off, requested off, scheduled so that we wouldn't have to be closing or opening, made the perfect schedule so that we'd be happy for 4.5 weeks, right? And then, do you know what this dude does? He looks at the schedule, he analyzes it, quote unquote, and then he decides that it sucks. So he makes a 2-week schedule. So when you do that, you kind of make it hard for us. Not even make it hard. You make it impossible for us to plan things in advance.
Yes.
Without having to call out or trade shifts with someone. Because if we have to put things 4 weeks in advance, how am I supposed to do that in with only 2 weeks of knowledge? Does that make, or 2 weeks of my schedule.
So, like, other commitments you've made.
Yeah.
Get.
I'm trying to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do my thing, my best life, right, whatever. And I can't because my schedule keeps on changing. And it's stupid. And I'm not here for it. And I understand, like, you know, other jobs, other places of work, this is an issue as well. But if somebody requested a day off, you should respect that because I put it in 4 weeks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You should respect it. And you shouldn't schedule me. That's trash. And then you get mad when I call out. And I'm like, well, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, I just don't understand. Like, ugh.
And Joy only calls out on Sundays.
It's only Sundays. It's only Sundays. Because if I have to do BGV or, like, if I want to, like, actually go to church in the morning. Or, like, if I want to, you know, I don't know, spend time with my friends after young adults. I don't know. That's an issue. But there are people who are scheduled to only do the morning shifts that don't close. And they've never seen them close on a Sunday. Do you want to know why? Because this person right here is closing on the Sunday. And I'm not okay with that. And it's not cool. And it makes me sad. And it hurts my feelings. And I'm not here for it. As I said before. Yeah. I just don't understand. And like, oh, and then we have this new coworker. I'm not going to say their name. But they get on my nerves. And I just, like, here's my issue. People who are like, oh, you have to be proactive, and this, that, and the third. Then you should be proactive, because whenever you talk about the things that you find to be irritating, I'm seeing you do those exact things that you're complaining about. So then when I bring it up, you have an attitude. And I'm like, unacceptable, because if we're upfront and honest, and we're straight to the point, and we're just cutthroat, then you shouldn't have an issue if I bring to the, like, bring to the forefront the fact that you do the things that you complain about, that you think I do, when I don't understand. And then when you see that I'm irritated, you get all condescending and stuff. And, like, I get it. I'm 21. I'm not, like, I'm not older. I don't have kids. I don't pay that many bills. Like, I truly don't. I pay my phone bill. Netflix. No, I don't pay Netflix. We get free Netflix. We get free Hulu. So I just pay my phone bill and Spotify. Living my best life, right? But that does not mean that I'm less of an adult than you are. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. It doesn't. Because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've come from. You don't know the things that I've had to do to get to the place where I'm at right now. So that does not, like, no, your age does not equate to more wisdom. Because you could be doing dumb things and be 50 years old.
That is true.
There are people who I know right now who are, like, old as dirt. And they act like 16-year-old children. Not children.
There teenagers. Are people we know in their 20s. Acting like teenagers.
They too. Do act like teenagers. And I'm like, okay. And I'm not somebody who's like, oh, you know, I'm just so matured. Because I don't find myself to be mature. But people who are older
than me. She is in so many things. So.
But I think I'm goofy. And I think I can, like, I think it fluctuates. But people who are older than me tell me on the regular how much more mature I am than they were at my age. So then if I couple that with the fact that I kind of feel like you already don't really like me.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, different views because of, you know, our backgrounds and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's bias. And I feel like you can't just couple all those things together and create your own opinion about me. Because this is the first conversation we've ever had with each other.
Oh. Well, that's different.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know me. You know, like, this much about me. Like not a lot. Like, less than an inch about me. Like, you know when, like, you hold the space between your fingers? That's how much you know about me. A little bit. So you can't use all of that to create an opinion about me when you didn't even take the time to get to know me. Because I didn't do that to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's just immaturity on a whole new level, though. That's people judging for... I don't even know what there is to judge, but I think that's people thinking that they know you when... Sometimes people talk to other people who don't necessarily love you. And then that's how their opinions are formed. And that's fine. You said she's kind of cool with that one person who you don't really like, who changes schedules and stuff. No,
like, my thing is, we're all cool. The person who is in charge of all the other managers is the one who changes the schedule. The rest of them are cool. We're fine. But... they're familiar with each other because they're from, like, the same country and stuff that. So they're cool. And I'm like, that's fine. But I don't like it when people... This is what I don't like. I don't like it when there's a group of three people, right? And there are two parties. And they have a few things in common. And then they just jump on the other person and roast them and, like, make fun of them and, like, ridicule them and crap like that for fun. Yeah. That grosses me out. Like, if you guys are friends, you don't have to make fun of somebody else so that you can prove how close you are with your friendship.
That's super childish.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's not even stuff that's like, oh, I took it to heart and, oh, it's just stuff like, that's dumb and you guys are both older than me. Mm-mm. Like, what's your problem? You're old. No. Stop it. No. Like, unacceptable. Because I don't do that. Like, yeah, like, I tease people here and that, like, every that's now different. And again. But teasing is different than just, like, jabbering somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or badgering.
Is it the same? Either.
Ugh.
I think jabbering is more like talking, but badgering is more like poking.
They're doing both. I think
they work together.
And yeah. It's gross. And this person, I don't not like them, but, like, I'm not here for them right now.
Where's that lamp from?
Where? What lamp?
That one on the floor.
I think it's from Z Gallery.
What is that?
It's in Highland Village.
Is that that light place? That,
oh, okay. No, but Faith's friend gave it to her.
Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, it's just very annoying. And then I'm talking about the issue I have with our schedule. And they're both just like, oh my God. And, like, the company I work for prides themselves in their feedback and, like, the back and forth and the open communication between leadership and sales associates and crap like that. But when you give them feedback, they don't like it because it's not the feedback they want. And I'm like,
I don't understand that. This defeats
the purpose of needing feedback. It's like, so should I just not say anything and just keep calling out? Like, I don't understand. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't understand it because I'm trying to be proactive, right? I'm trying to be proactive. But then when I do things that are proactive and efficient and solution-driven, they're, like, knocked down. So I'm like, do I need to find a new job? Or do I have to just stay here and, like, just keep calling out? I don't understand. Like,
oh, my God.
I just don't get it. Because it's, like, it's so annoying.
Like, these are the things that make me, like, okay. Do you know how, like, it's still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. We've had so many, I'm, like, scarred. We've had so many issues in the past that I'm just, like, I have PTSD a little bit. Anyways, these kinds of things about, like, jobs and just, like, managers and people who don't manage well, rather, these are the kinds of things that really, really make me wish that we had, like, something that we were already doing together that was, like, making money.
Yeah.
So that we could just, like, live our own lives. Best lives. And, yeah, and, chillaxing, like, be in charge of
relaxing
ourselves and...
We're not even relaxing, because I'm not somebody who's afraid of hard work. My
of course.
Like, my issue is, like, if these people pride themselves in the way that they can, you know, see past an issue and solve it.
Then do that.
Yeah, especially when you're like, oh, like, this is a collaborative workspace, whatever. But then when you try to collaborate with them, they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. So, like... And then
so what next?
They're like, oh, well, you don't communicate with us. And I'm like, honey, pick one. Because either I'm too communicative.
Yeah.
Or I'm not enough. Like, I just don't understand. Like,
you can't have it both ways and be right. I'm on the same page. I really like these sheets. I never noticed they were pineapples.
I know. They're from Target.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I want these sheets.
You do? Where are you going to put them?
On my bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
Bruno would go for gold pineapples?
He doesn't care what I put on the bed.
Oh, I'm weak.
He pointed out some pink comforter set the other day. He was like, would you like this? I was like, I would for sure like this. Light blue, lavender.
Light blue, lavender. All of it.
He doesn't care. I think he thinks beds are girly anyway. Like, they're supposed to be kind of girly. Because we get to choose.
That's funny. You should get to choose.
Shout out to you. Anyways... I hope you watch this, because I heard you don't listen. Anyways, I heard from you. You told me.
Who, me?
No, him.
Oh, I was like, Kayla.
No. Anyways, yeah, so these are the kinds of things that make me really, really want to do something. And by do something, I mean anything, because I don't have a job. But, like, do something productive, you know?
I miss when I was poor. Those are the good old days.
I think, though, when you don't have as much money, you tend to be more, like, productive with your spending.
And happier.
And then the more money you get, the more things you think you need. And then the more things you get, the more you're like, well... Okay, on to the next.
Because, like, I definitely need my passport, but, like, do I need those $185 Doc Martens? No.
No.
But do I want them? Yes.
I saw this beautiful bag. I think it was...
Who was it by?
Me.
No, dang, it's in my
photos. I'm a designer.
So I can't check. It was a beautiful, beautiful bag. I can't remember. Was it an Armani bag? I don't know.
Versace.
It was a really big... I like big bags.
Me too.
They fit my stuff in them.
You can go on an adventure. You could get snacks. You could probably bring, like, a couple of water bottles, some chicken in there.
I'm not putting chicken in that bag. That bag is $1,800. I'm probably not going to buy that bag.
But it was just a pretty bag.
Not right now, but, like, you know, we can.
I mean,
it's
not that I couldn't. It's just that I don't want to. This is what I'm talking about. So I feel like when you spend money that, as you start to make a little bit of money, you start to spend money that you don't need to spend. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you want to spend money, and I am somebody who, like, I'm either extreme. I'm on two extremes. I either spend too much money, or I don't spend anything, and I don't enjoy myself. And I need to find a balance. I think that's what
that is me in a nutshell.
Yes. Yeah. That's just who we are. Mm. I think it's because we grew up, buying things and, you know, anyway.
People like bought things for me.
Where people bought things for us.
Yeah. They're like, treat yourself. And I was like, yeah, I'll treat myself. And yes. Now it's like, you can't treat yourself all the time, Joy. Calm down, honey.
That's me. That's me.
Like, literally, I have a budget for the shopping that I do. Like, the, like, oh my god, like, treat yourself, right? In that budget, I have a budget if I exceed that amount.
Oh my god.
And that lies.
Do you always spend over that?
No, sometimes I don't. Like, this week I didn't.
You know why?
Because I hate my job and I'm trying to stop spending money there. Because you will not get back my money.
Okay.
You hostile corporation.
Okay, then.
Ah!
Yeah. I feel like retail places love when you love having employees because the employees are how they get half of their money.
Here's the thing, honey.
So
this is where I'm at. If you give us better than a 25% off discount, I'll spend my money there. Yes, I surely will. Hallelujah. But no. All the other stores, PacSun, dumb.
When I worked at Loft and Taylor, 40%
off. I got 50.
Yeah, I got 50% off.
Unacceptable. I get 25% off. No.
And our clothes cost around the same price where exactly. I worked.
So.
I don't know.
Actually, there's this pair of pants I want, but I'm not going to buy them until I'm done having an attitude.
Just send the money to me and I'll buy them for you. That way you don't
have a... Mommy has a card.
Can I make sure that I have one?
What?
In my wallet.
Mommy has yours.
She has
mine? She tried to buy something yesterday with the card that had your name on it. And I was like, it has to have Kayla's name on it.
My gosh. Okay, I need that card.
Yeah.
Because I want to go shopping. Okay, anyway.
We should go together. I'm off for 3 days this week.
You are?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I'm going to go pee. Keep talking.
Okay.
Hold my coffee.
Okay. Kayla's going to the bathroom. Let's do a little segue into what I like to call tea time with Joy.
Oh my god.
So here's the thing, you guys. Life doesn't completely suck. It doesn't. You know, sometimes it's really fun. And, you know, a lot of times that fun involves my really good friends. Shout out to you, Therese. And to you, Catherine. And Melissa. I love you guys. And Jennifer. Oh my god, she's so funny. She's the greatest. She's such a fun kid, man, girl, woman, young lady, adulter, what have you. She's a cool person, and she makes me laugh. And I appreciate that. That's something that you should value in friendships. You know what I'm saying? People who make you enjoy life, and people who or not make you enjoy life, but people who bring out a joyful side of you. No pun intended. I'm trying to think what else to say, because I think... In this season of my life, friendships, intentional friendships, fruitful friendships, healthy friendships are very important because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. And I don't need any negative feedback or not even negative feedback. Like if you're like the people who I'm friends with, they are always down to give me constructive criticism. Whenever. Like if I need it, they've got it. Like, even if I don't think I need it, like, they've given it to me. Do you know what I mean? But, no, not even a but. And I think that's great because I feel like not enough people have that. There's too many yes men in society's culture nowadays. And it's problematic. And I feel like it weakens our own moral compass.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about friendships. And people who are, like, you know, telling you when you should and shouldn't be doing stuff. Like, you know, like, your friends know you. So they know how you behave. Like, they know that certain things are habitual, certain things are personality traits. And then other things are just straight up reactions out of situations. Do you know what I mean? So, that being said, I don't know, you need people who are going to call you out when you're being dumb. Like,
yes,
you really do.
Yes,
when you're overthinking, when you're super duper irrational, like, let them have friends who, like, I have a friend where I can vent, and then I have a friend who's like, okay, stop it. You need to have at least one of those, and if you have one friend who does both of those things, they can, like, let you go on for a little while, and then, like, hold on, let me stop you, and, like, they slap the stupid ass. God bless you.
Thank you.
Know what I'm saying? Like, that is what I value now.
And I don't have any friends, so I don't value anything.
I'm your friend, Kayla.
Well, I have Joy. Joy is my friend. And I have Nari and Faith. Aye. They're all my friends. They're all different kinds of friends. I feel like Joy is my everything friend. No, hold on. Hold on, let me think.
I'm doing a
dance.
I think
Faith gives me the joy of the Lord.
You're so dumb.
She
said the joy
of the Lord. She does
the joy of the Lord.
I think Nari's like, stop it.
Yeah, Nari is either stop it or like, do I have to kill somebody?
Yes, that's but she's also like, tell me all about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. Nari encompasses like all things.
All of it.
And then Joy.
Who, me?
Joy. Joy encompasses all things, but in a different kind of way.
Oh yeah, I'm younger than Nairi.
Joy's
that doesn't mean anything.
And a half years younger than Nairi.
Actually, that doesn't mean everything because we grew up in different times. I thought I was a generation. No, what did I think I was? A millennial.
You thought you were a millennial. You're generation Z. It's okay. It's okay. The rest of us are millennials.
Identity crisis activated. Like
Joy, like nothing has changed for you. Absolutely nothing's changed.
Everything's changed.
She's just having. I've been
harping on these little my peers. My cohabitators in the Generation Z situation. I've been yelling at them.
She really has. It's known for like a month now. And like, she's still talking.
Do
about
better,
it.
Tiffany.
I don't know
do
if you guys
better,
remember.
Johnny.
I think we still have that one podcast. We might. I don't know. I don't know if that platform swallowed it up because I just deleted it. Or if we have it on these current ones.
No, it's on the other ones.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It's the it was Joy like got, the first one.
Yeah.
Oh,
dang,
man.
We had a couple really good ones we on did. That other platform.
Screw you, Podbean.
Yeah. Anyway, it is.
That's
it is.
Another bust. That their corporation.
It's always going to be a bust.
Gonna shut it down.
We had some great stuff.
We're gonna
on
tear
there.
The roof off that place.
Okay.
We're gonna pour tar in there.
We're not gonna do that.
This sucks.
We're not gonna do that.
This is all metaphorical.
We're not doing.
I'm gonna Yelp them.
Let's not get called by the police for something crazy.
No. That's not a threat.
That's not a threat. We're gonna do all these things.
That's all.
That is not a threat. No, anyways,
not at all.
What do you call it? Yeah. So Joy is a Generation Z-er, and it's gonna be okay. But yeah, I was saying that Joy encompasses all things, just in a different way, because Joy and Nari are almost 10 years apart. So Nari's like Nari's like my equal now, but in like a weird way, and then Joy's my equal in a completely other weird kind of like it's really weird. My sister's
where are the black and white cookies, right? Except Kayla's like that little piece in the center. You
is
know when you break the cookie
in
half?
Oh, the chocolate piece?
No, girl. So this is the black side. This is the white side. This is nothing. This is nothing racial at all. This is.
I think it is.
No, it's not. No, okay. It's not. But you know when you break it in half because you're sharing it with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you break it in half, but it's not even.
What are you saying?
The piece in the middle, like, cause you know, like, when it's not even. You don't cut it in half. You break it with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So there's pieces on each side. That's Kayla. Like, you know, when you break something in half.
What are the sides? Can you explain the sides?
Look.
That
look.
I am.
Let me break something.
Okay. Don't break my sunglasses.
I know. I was like, those are expensive.
Yes.
I'm trying to find something to break. But like, you know, when you break a pencil in half, and there's those shards at the top because it's not an even break.
Yes.
So the shards.
Are you saying that I'm insane or?
No, she's
I don't
like the puzzle pieces.
Oh.
Yeah.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
I connect the family, y'all. I connect the family.
You're so annoying.
Yes, I am. Anyways.
She said I connect the family.
Anyways.
Get out of my face.
Anyway.
You've been evicted.
That's fine.
What time is it?
I don't know. What time is it?
I don't know.
3:04? Oh, dang.
Hello? It's 3:44. You have to go home.
No. He should be eating now. I don't have to leave it. But leave just yet. We have a few more minutes. Anyways.
I have to leave at 5.
I know you have to leave at 5.
BGB.
Okay.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
So, this whole thing.
I sing for you.
This whole thing. We just basically think that sometimes it's important to talk about the things that frustrate you. Because in talking about those things, you can be reminded of what you do actually appreciate. For one, yes, you can. You can. For one. For me, anyway, this podcast is important to me because it helps me to remotivate myself. We tried to record one last week, right?
It did not work.
It didn't work because Joy wasn't feeling it. But this week, I'm not really feeling it. And, you know, I get it. You know, just sometimes, like, the rest of your life gets the better of the good part.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks the life out of it and kills your hopes and dreams. Anyways, but that's okay because if you can at least remind yourself of the good and of the things you do appreciate and the things that you are still aspiring towards, it can put some life back into your life. And then also hanging out. Like, Joy, like, I don't hang out with anybody except for my sisters. And normally people be like, oh my God, you only hang out with your sisters. But I like hanging out with my sisters because, like I said, they are my friends.
We're pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I think we're all good friends.
We are all good friends.
I think we're really nice sometimes. I think
sometimes we're not so nice.
I think we have,
I think we got past the not nice part though.
I'm saying like in general to other people.
Oh, to others? Oh, okay.
So if you put all that together with sisterhood and the fact that we can fart in front of each other, like, you know what I mean?
We can do that. We can fart in front of each other. It's a beautiful thing.
That's important.
It is important. That's true friendship.
Even in, like, any friendships or, like getting to know friends and, like, you hold in your farts and then you get a gas bubble and you're just like, ooh, this is not where I want to be. This is not the friendship I need to be a part of. I should be able to let it out freely. And there should be like an ew bodily functions conversation.
Joy's the youngest, and so Joy's always felt comfortable being her best self. No, I mean that in a good way.
What? No,
I mean that in a good way.
I'm being facetious.
But we're all comfortable in front of each other because it's great
sometimes
to be comfortable. Don't be overly comfortable.
Sometimes
you gotta hold it. Not your friends, because that's unhealthy, but, you know, there are other things that you have to hold in. Or at least safe. For when you're by yourselves.
What do you mean?
You know, like, you can't be free with everybody.
Like, farting?
Not farting, just, like, in general.
You
gotta pick and choose your freedoms.
I'm a perpetual oversharer, so my freedoms...
Me too.
Everyone's freedoms.
Me
you
too!
You signed up for this.
Me too. Sometimes I think, is that why I don't have a lot of friends?
I'm not gonna lie, me too.
Because, well, comment if that's why you don't talk to me anymore. No, I'm just joking. I don't ask. But
you could just DM me and just let me know if
we want to hear from you. No, but honestly, guys, this is our first YouTube video, like official one. We recorded one. I still have it. It's in my iPad. Remember from last year?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we recorded.
Oh,
we should post that just for fun. But we gotta watch it first.
For the haha.
It's like 45 minutes long too.
It is 45 minutes long. This one's probably 45 minutes long as well.
Yeah. We don't really have anything particular we wanna say. The reason that I say that is because for you who watch on YouTube, thank you, you won. For you who watch on YouTube, this is our first video, but we've done like four or five, we've done like a lot of podcasts, but only like five of them made the cut when we switched over. And so we just want to explain that our thing that we created, our little brand, Some Adulting Required, is not for anything in particular. It's just to talk about like issues that our generations share. Just like one foot in, one foot out of adulthood, you know?
Yeah.
We're kind of adults. I do have babies who I take care of, but I don't know how to take care of myself. I'm just being honest. And so, like, we are, like, hybrid adults. Like, we're kind of there, but we're kind of not. And
we're, like, reaching the peak where we are beginning to understand, but, like, simultaneously.
I think I'm beginning to understand that I don't understand.
Yeah. Because you're not gonna...
Not most people.
Sorry, I can't speak English. My tongue is, like, so big right now. You know when, like, you're speaking and you're like... Bah, 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 bah. But,
okay. Sorry.
But, yeah, it's, like, we're reaching peak, but we're, like, at the same time, we're, like, sliding back down the hill. Because, you know, like, you take, like, what's it called?
One step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, I don't know why. I've always said five steps back.
No, but that one step forward, two steps back is like the epitome.
One step forward, three steps back. No? the pacifier. Is that my baby
crying?
Yeah.
Yep. Why is he crying? Anyway. Yeah, so
that's a bomb.
That's so this is where we are. We don't really know where we are. And the beauty of not knowing where we are is for us is that we're honest enough to say that.
Yeah.
And so there are no adults that
know have exactly it all what doing.
Not completely. No. My dad told me that raising us okay, he was talking about my older sister. He was like, she was an experiment. If she made it through the year, we were good. Like, that's what my dad told me. But, and now that, no, hear me
I
out.
I love how honest he is.
He's so honest. He's so crazy. Funny. So, that was the most honest advice I've ever gotten from my dad, and the truest advice. And the most honest advice I ever got from my mom was, be nice to your sisters. They're the longest relationships you'll ever have in life, and they're your best friends.
That's so true. There are so many people I know who don't like their siblings, and I'm like, why?
There are so many people I know who are nicer to their friends than they are to their siblings, which we were in the past. I get
yeah,
that.
We were. I don't know why.
I don't know why. I think it's because
you didn't really. Here's the thing: when there's so many different age groups,
yes,
in a siblinghood, you're at different peaks, so your levels of patience grow, and they shrink.
Yes.
So
for sure.
So like when I was younger, like everybody loved me because I was great. But then when I turned like 5,
no, when she turned, she was okay with 5. She painted on a lot of walls, but she was okay.
Yeah.
But it was when she hit like 11. All of a sudden, we were like, "Who is this demon?"
I was not nice.
She was a mean girl all the way up until like 13 and a half.
Yeah, 13.
And she was mean to me.
I know.
And I was almost 5 years older than her. Her and Faith, they would tag team.
It was
coming in from the left. It was coming in from the right. Because you want to know what? Nari was a bully too. Everybody bullied me.
Nari was like, she was a mental bully. She'd be like, "You're going to wear that today? Interesting."
And she would leave.
Yeah.
She was so mean. But we love her so much right now because she would kill for us.
The thing is, like, literally, I believe I did idolize her for, like, a long part
Everybody
of my
did, because she was older. She was the oldest.
She was cool.
She was so pretty.
She had, like, the perfect, like,
she was a
setup.
Cheerleader.
She had, like, all the boys loving her. She was so pretty. Her
all the boys
eyes
who I liked
so
liked
big.
Her.
All the boys I liked Faith.
Yeah, you and me.
T!
We have middle child syndrome, even though you're the last.
I am the last child.
So.
But, yeah. Honestly,
that was life.
Siblinghood.
And then Faith and Joy always got put into the same category because they were the closest in age and mentality. Because I'm only 2 years apart from Faith, and Joy's only 2 years apart from Faith, but they had, like, a similar mentality to where I was, like, a little bit too old to have, to be, like, as close.
She was too old to be,
But I was too young to be close with Nairi for a while because she was 4 years older than me. So until I turned 16... 15. Until I turned 15, Nari and I weren't on the same page anymore.
Yeah.
It sucked. I wasn't with anybody. I was all alone.
I'm sorry. That's why I'm trying to have, like, 6 kids. You know what I mean? And then by the time they're old enough to appreciate their youngest sibling, I'll adopt that one. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be...
I want a lot of kids. I'm like, are you sure? I have 2, and I'm like, well, one more when Barry goes to school, and then we'll see.
Girl.
Yeah.
I want a family band. I want a tambourine.
She wants
player.
A literal family band.
I want somebody to play the cowbell, the tambourine, the drums. I want it all.
I want to see what happens when Joy has 2.
I think I'm going to be okay because I thrive in chaos.
I think you'll be okay too. Chaos is fine. I think you'll be okay. I just think you'll reconsider the 7.
It might go down to 5, but I have to have one hand of kids. I gotta have a handful. If I have, like, 2... If I have, like, 2 kids, I know I'm gonna be lonely. Like, I know I'm gonna have, like, a man's and stuff.
A man's?
But, like, I'm gonna be lonely if
I
only have, like...
so.
I think I will.
Joy, my house is loud and full. Just with the 2. My house is a full house.
Everyone says that, but I just feel like I'm so fertile, I have to let all the eggs go. You know what I mean? And then when I'm done giving birth, I'm gonna adopt.
I kind of, like... honestly want to adopt my 3rd one, so I get that.
You see,
I just don't know if I'm gonna put my body through it again, you guys. You know, birth is hard, childbirth is hard. Actually, both of my labors were so easy.
They were. Her first labor was like 30 minutes. She pushed that kid out. We were on our way from one part of Houston to another
but it
part
was right
of Houston.
After Katrina, so the
girl
it was Harvey. Katrina Harvey.
Katrina was in 2011. I was pregnant
and on drugs. It's okay that I don't remember. Okay.
It's fine. We forgive you.
It was right after Harvey. And wait. H-I-J-K-L. Harvey. Oh, so we went back to the beginning again? Okay, anyway. It was right after, because they go in alphabetical
order. I don't know why that is. And I also don't know why they're male and female. Can someone explain
this? They just go every other. I think it was explained when I was in high school. They just go every other. They go guy, girl, and they go down the alphabet.
Oh, yeah, because Sandy was before Harvey.
But that makes sense. Oh, they go backwards. They go, that's what it is. They go backwards.
Look this up.
No, that's what it's got to be. They go backwards.
I'm pressed.
Sandy, Katrina, right? Guys, I don't know the alphabet. H-I-J-K-L, middle P, Q, R, S. It's got to be it. Was there a Quinn? I feel like there was a Quinn.
We're gonna know.
Anyways, having Barry, my big boy, was super duper easy. And then having Milo, he came 6 weeks early, which was super scary. But it took him an hour to get here because my water broke. And like a couple hours later, they're like, well, we have to deliver him because it's not safe because your water broke. And there came Milo.
And it was great.
I
called out of work.
Joy didn't call out of work. And Joy,
oh my God! Didn't
call out of work.
Let me tell you what happened. Because Kayla went into labor. No, she went into labor, or she was like, I think I'm going into labor. And I was like, okay, cool. So when I got to work at whatever time I got there, I was like, hey guys, my sister is in active labor. If anything goes south, I'm leaving. Yes. And I was like, I can stay until I don't remember. I remember committing to a 5-hour shift.
Yeah.
Because it was an 8-hour shift, but I was like, if I leave, because I'm not closing, so then it's fine. So I get a call from my mom, and she's like, Kayla, the baby's breaching or whatever, and since he's a preemie, they have to do a C-section. And I'm like, oh, snap.
First one, y'all.
Gotta go. So I go to my manager, the stupid one.
Oh.
No offense. Let me use a different adjective. The foolish one. And I'm like, yo, my sister is breaching right now. I have to go. Do you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh my God, yes, of course. Okay, cool, you're going to be an auntie? And I'm like, yeah, second time, same sister. He's like, what? That's so amazing, congratulations. Like, yes. So I grab my belongings. And I opened my bag so that he could make sure I didn't do anything because that's protocol. And I leave. And do you know what happens when I leave? Like 30 minutes later on our way to the hospital, all my coworkers who are doing the same shift as me are like, Joy, where'd you go? And I'm like, what are you diggity dang talking about? Like, I told you my sister's in labor. And they're like, yeah, but so-and-so said that you were supposed to leave a few hours later, and then the big manager said that you just walked out of the store.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, interesting. So
what I did was
I told every single one of them, I said, yo, if this dude let me walk out of the store, because if you look on the camera, even if he didn't check my bag, he would get fired, because you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to check someone's bag when they leave. I had a big, giant bag with me.
And he checked it?
No. No, he checked my bag, but he lied and said that he did it. Like, he lied and was like, she walked out of the, like, she just
did
left.
You check the cameras?
No, they don't have to check the cameras, because they know his fool behind was lying.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So
that's crazy.
I know. So that's why, like, my patience is wearing
I didn't
very
ask
because
I was giving birth to children, but that's
no, fine. But he was like, So I come back to work the next day, because I work the next day. And I'm like, hey, so-and-so, I guess we had a miscommunication because when I left, you told everybody that I left without giving you any notice and without letting you check my bag. When that's not true, because you pretty much walked me to the main entrance and waved me off as I left to go enjoy my second year or my second endeavor of auntiehood. You feel me? I was just like, yo, like, what's going on? He was like, oh, I didn't say that. And I'm like,
wow. Kevin.
Interesting. So I went to every other manager and I said, hi, I don't know what you heard, but this is the tea. I told them what happened. They were like, yeah, we kind of figured. And then we went about our business. And that's why I have no respect for this man.
Oh, my goodness.
None at all. I respect him as, like, you know, like the head of the store and crap like that. Right. But as a person, as a human being,
Like, what? Jeez. Just say she had to leave. You're not going to get in trouble. But he was the reason why he would have gotten, ridiculed is because I was on the register. And nobody was on the register for 25 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, it took you that long?
To figure out that I was gone?
No, it took him that long to remember he had to find somebody to put on the register.
Oh, wow.
Because they're all like, where's Joy, where's Joy?
Because it was, what day was the week was that?
Like a Thursday? No, you had him during the week.
I only remember the day I had, wait, I can tell you. I remember the day I had Barry was a Friday. Milo? No, Milo, it's okay, I love you. Oh, I put my password into your phone. Can you tell me what day of the week May 29th was?
May 29th? Oh, I don't know it's why I thought birthday. That. Oh, yeah, duh. It's I keep on forgetting this your birthday.
I want to say it's a Monday. I think it's a Monday. Monday.
Oh, that's June. Monday. It was a Wednesday.
Dang. It was a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a Wednesday.
I'm sorry, Milo. They always say that second children get forgotten. I don't mean to forget my baby. It's just, I don't know where my head's at lately. Anyways, so another reason that I really wanted to do this today, because first of all, we needed to do it, but second of all, I need to get consistent again with my writing. We both need to get consistent. I haven't done, like I said, anything this week. I haven't journaled. I haven't written down one word. So.
Margarita. I'm delirious. I need a new job. My sleep schedule is on the fritz. And my mental capability to process information and to recognize where I am is getting...
You called me loopy for having coffee.
This girl swears that she's not affected by caffeine.
I am
not affected by caffeine. I have too much caffeine already in my body to be affected by caffeine. But this person right here...
There's nothing
wrong
with me. She
had like 3 sips. Because at first she's like, oh yeah, like, you know, like... No, because as soon as she had like 4 sips, like 4 like sips, bro, she's like, oh my god,
I did not do that.
Your eye gets all twitchy, you get really excited about the most random things,
and then you're like, Joy, what's wrong with you? That's how I know that it affects her, because people who are affected by things put the effects of what they're feeling onto other people. Okay, they deflect.
You just did the Macarena.
I did do the Macarena, okay? Look, I'm tired. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to the bathroom and I was like, why am I awake? Why am I here? Why is this my life? Why? And then I remembered I don't have to work tomorrow because I'm calling out. And then I went back to sleep.
What time were you supposed to work?
11 to 8.
Stop.
47 minutes ago. So like 2 minutes ago.
Oh. It just paused and now it's going again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you missed Joy's whole Macarena. Sorry, this thing paused.
Goes like my life!
And then Joy did the Macarena.
I did.
But you couldn't see that anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Yeah. We're just trying to rev ourselves up for the week to come.
And let's get this bread.
Do you think that, like, worship will help?
Girl, I don't know. I hope to God it does. Here's where I'm at. Everything's amazing, but you just have to be able to use that ammunition and continue to refuel yourself
yes.
throughout the week. That is what we have to do.
I literally listen to these when I'm on the treadmill, but because freaking, what's the storm called?
Imelda? Who's that?
That's the storm that just happened.
Imelda
with an I.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty, huh? Because Imelda happened, my whole garage flooded.
Oh, yeah, that was really
and sad. So we had to move my treadmill. It flooded so much that, like, it was up to my calves. Like, my garage was up to my calves in water. Was it coming in my kitchen or trying to? My whole front yard, it was up to my waist. Yeah, I walked in it because I had to move my car and all those things.
Where did you move the car?
To the garage because it was lower water and it only had the tires engulfed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Girl, that's
what is that buzzing?
My son.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hello? So because of that, I haven't been able to, maybe that's another reason why I'm feeling like kind of low. I haven't been able to work out in like 5 days. Did Imelda happen 5 days ago?
No.
4 days?
It happened.
I didn't work out 2 days before.
On Wednesday, Thursday, and it was Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. Wednesday came to church and it wasn't that bad.
But Thursday all hell broke loose.
I had it worked out Tuesday or Wednesday because I was giving myself a little mental break. And then that mental break turned into a longer break because Imelda happened and I had to move my treadmill.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of upset because I think that that's part of the reason I'm feeling like so, excuse me, I'm burping, low. You know, because I'm somebody who like gets self-worth from working out.
I wish I did.
No, it sucks because then when you miss one, you're like.
I mean, I wish I valued it more because I know it does well for the bod and the soul.
I'm just gonna work out all winter and then I'm gonna come to summer and be like, how y'all like my nail?
Sorry, I keep on like showing my nails because they're beautiful and they were $60. So I'm gonna keep them on as long as I can.
They are really pretty though. I popped mine off. When did I get them done? I got them done for something.
You got them done for...
what happened recently?
Alabama. I miss Alabama.
I got them done after that. I think I did. No.
I miss Alabama.
It was right before Alabama.
It was so hot, but oh my god. We met our Uncle Bay Charles.
He said we didn't call him. I thought you called him by now.
I did not call him. Did you call him?
No, but I don't have his number. The number's here.
That's what I'm saying. Kayla does this all the time. She's like, oh, did you do that? No. Did you? No. And then you get scolded.
The number's here in Houston.
No, Nairi has his phone number. Faith and I never got his phone number. So the number Nairi has his number.
The number's in the north.
Yeah.
So I guess we should just share the content.
We should. We know what we should do.
Four-way him?
What?
Four-way?
No, when are you? Heller?
That's probably Barry.
Okay. What up, boo? Whenever. Okay, on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we should go up to Nairi's house.
Mm-hmm.
And we should call him.
Okay.
Let's see. I think Faith is off on Wednesday, too.
Okay.
I'm going
to
go.
Barry coming and say bye to the people.
Nairi, my best friend, my sister, Nairi. Ooh. Hey, Barry. What's poppin'? This is my best friend.
He's mine. I made him.
His name is Barry Allen.
Say hi, Bubba. Look over there.
He's great. Look.
You gotta look. You gotta get in it so people can see you. No, no, no. Okay. Well.
He's not into it.
You want that coconut milk?
You can have it.
Okay.
Reach for the stars.
Here. No, you gotta hold it. I'm not gonna hold it. Sorry. Okay. So, we're gonna say goodbye for now. Hello. Let me just. There we go. Thank you. We're gonna say goodbye for now.
You have to swallow it, kid.
Yeah, swallow. Yeah, those are mine. We're gonna say bye for now.
Bye.
And we just wanted to say thank you.
You did such a good job.
Wow. We're gonna say bye for now, and we wanna say to please listen to us on Apple Podcasts at Some Adulting Required. No, wait, no, hold on. Apple Podcast at the Some Adulting Required Podcast. Hey, hold on. we're on Instagram at Some Adulting Required, at Kayla Joy Baltazar with an H, at Joy Naomi with an E, at Adulting Ish on Snapchat.
there's another one.
We're on Spotify too, same as the
Spotify
podcast one, obviously.
We're gonna sing and music. Just kidding.
Yeah, we are
copywritten.
Upside down now. Dang it. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Yeah. So please listen to us and
yes.
Comment if you have anything
I'm
to
scared.
Say.
Very.
And say hi, Papa. And okay, we'll see you next time.
Elbow me in the chin, I dare you.
Okay, hurry up and end it so we can.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my god,
okay,
child.
Now end it on your face.
Barry. Boo.